flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Those Lynx are playing some amazing basketball, so much so that I had to ask my friend Steve Thompson to hang out with me for 2 segments today because I want to dedicate one just to these Lynx. What they are lights out balling, Steve.
Yeah, they are playing great. It really is a great story because I think a lot of people thought the Lynx would be a playoff team, but they've got a legitimate chance to win it all. They were great. They had the long Olympic break. Of course, Cheryl Reeve, Nafis Collier were part of the U.S. Olympic team that won gold. And they came back, and they've just been on a serious roll. That was a series with Connecticut. They won last night to go up 2-1. It is best of 5. So if they win their next game, they advance to the WNBA Finals. But they got beat at home in the opening game of that series. Kind of like, uh-oh. But they bounced back. They won game 2 at home, and now they won on the road. And they have a chance to advance with a win on Sunday. Meanwhile, New York, who's been, you know, the top team in the WNBA all year, they got beat by Las Vegas. So that series is alive. So it's not like the Liberty are going to be able to sit around and get some rest and wait.
Right. They got to get there.
Yeah, so that's not a done deal as well. But and the Lynx, they are a great story this year and have a chance to win a title. It's really a great story considering how much of a bummer the end of the Twins season was.
It
is certainly good news.
Okay, so you got to tell me, Steve, what was the difference in game 1 versus games 2 and 3? Because I'm going to tell you, I saw game 1 and I was like, damn, we met our match. They got our number. Ah, yikes. But you know, they came back. What did you see that they did differently?
I think it was as simple as this, really, in the fourth quarter. I think the Lynx made 4 of 18 shots from the field. So they just went ice cold in the fourth quarter. I didn't look at too much beyond that. There was a lot of hand-wringing on social media about you know, the final play and how bad that final play was with a chance to still get the win. But in reality, when you shoot the ball that poorly, especially in a playoff game, you're going to get beat. You know, 4 of 18 is just not going to get it done. So that happens, and that happens with even the best teams in the women's game or the men's game. You have a bad night shooting, you're going to struggle, and that's what happened. And I think they're the better team than Connecticut, and I heard a cut from Cheryl Reeve, and I think it's right. If we just play our game and not try and mimic what the other team is doing, if we just play our game, you know, we're really good and hard to beat. And, you know, Cheryl Reeves, as good as it gets in this league, one of the all-time great coaches in the game. And I hope they get it done on Sunday. Now, if there is a game 5, it would be back here on Tuesday.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Now, I have to ask you this, because I heard the same cut you heard where she said we just have to play our game and not worry about, you know, what the other team is doing. But what sure. about making adjustments, Steve? Don't you have to make adjustments like if a team is doing something? Because they had to adjust. They had to do something different when they were down, you know, 0-1, and then they came back and won the next two. They adjusted something, so they can't just play their game like they always play. Don't they have to do something different?
I don't think so, Shaletta. I really don't. I believe in that when you have a team that was as good as they were over the long haul, that if they go out and just do what they need to do, and I think there's the thought that they're a little bit more physical and play physical and rebound and rely on what got them to that point, that isn't a bad strategy, because I will go back to game one. They just couldn't throw it in the water from a boat in the fourth quarter of that game one loss to the Connecticut Sun. So I really wasn't all concerned about that. I thought they would bounce back, and they have, and hopefully they take care of business tomorrow, get a little rest before the WNBA finals.
Now, what do you see as a concern? What could possibly derail them? Because, like you said, they're on a roll. They've got the momentum. You know, the team is just about as gelled as they can get. We've got the coach of the year leading us into the playoffs. It looks like we may get to the finals again, right? And we need that because, you know, it looks like the links is all we can count on to get a championship around here. But is there anything that concerns you?
Not in particular. I think whenever you have a team at this point, when you get deep in the playoffs and you're on the brink of potentially going to the finals, going to the championship game, championship series, what have you, and that's injuries. And there's nothing you can do about that. You can't predict that. Now hopefully that fourth quarter in game one against Connecticut was the outlier, or once again, they really struggled. I mean, that wasn't a good look. And they still had a chance to win the ball game. So, you know, right now, if I had to point to my biggest, would be health. You know, does Collier get hurt? You know, does one of the other key players in this lineup get hurt? And you just can't predict that. Mm-hmm. I think healthy, they have a very good chance, at least an even chance to win the title.
Okay, now, I know you don't do gossip, okay? Yeah. I know that. I know you don't do gossip. I know you don't, you don't gossip.
To.
I know you don't, but we got to do it. We got to do it on the show, okay? Did you see the report that Cheryl Reeves confronted Suns players after game one? Did you see this? Okay, all right.
Here's the thing about Cheryl Reeve. She will say what's on her mind, and that's everybody's prerogative. And then I think what she's accomplished in the league and in the game, she is a fiery competitor. And if she didn't like the way the Suns were celebrating, Cheryl's going to let you know. I don't know about some of that stuff.
Well, Steve, they said police had to get involved. The security had to be called. I was like, wait, I can't wait to talk to Steve about this one.
Now, I did read that report, and I will say this. This all gets back into it's got a pro wrestling element to it. And I think that just creates more interest. I really do. You know, whether or not she was hot on the couch, people love that stuff. People love that passion. They love that drama. I don't think there's any question about it. Now, I don't know. I haven't seen anything where the WNBA got involved where there will be fines or suspensions. And once again, that's another old school term from pro wrestling in these parts and all-star wrestling. So I haven't heard that part of the story. If the WNBA said, all right, we're gonna take the money out of your wallet, and we're gonna. I haven't heard any of that. But in reality, I think the passion and the fire that's all good. I think it may bring more eyeballs to this series and then ultimately the WNBA Finals. And I will go back to Caitlin Clark and some of the controversy. And when she broke into the league and some of the veterans were upset about all the attention, in reality, her presence and all that drama around her was ultimately a good thing for the league because it's created more attention in what is a very crowded sports marketplace, in a sports marketplace that's dominated by the men to this point.
Yeah, and you know, I'm so excited for the ladies. I don't know if you saw, but I went to the game. You know, when they played Brittany Griner, that last one, I suited up, Steve. I went over to Dick's Sporting Goods. I got some shorts. I got a jersey. I bought a ball. I had a headband and some leg warmers. And I was ready to go in. I thought, you know, if they need me, I just wanted to be available to the team.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and that was very good of you.
They ultimately didn't come.
Here's the thing, Shalana. You have a way of getting out there, and that is a good thing. That is a good thing.
They didn't call me though. They put me on the big screen, but they didn't let me on the bench. In fact, I was trying to get close to the bench, and the security guard was like, "Hey, you can't be on the floor." And I said, "Hey, I'm with the team." And then he just shot me this look. I just took my basketball and went back to row in. I was like, "Let me go." I thought I could trick him, Steve. I thought maybe he wouldn't realize or recognize me, you know, because I was dressed like a player. You know, I thought I could, you know, get close to the. He was not buying it, Steve. He didn't buy it at all.
They take their job seriously.
Very.
You know, I think about security at these events, and you may remember in the playoffs when the protesters were there, and the one security that came out from behind Glenn Taylor and his wife, that was impressive. That was quite a first step. And, they don't fool around.
And this was a game with Brittany Griner, the finals game against Brittany Griner and her team. And, oh, my God, Steve. So I haven't been to a WNBA game in a while, and I haven't ever seen Brittany Griner in person. These women are phenomenal athletes. I mean, you can tell they are working out so hard to get to this level in their professional athletic career. I mean, I'm looking at Brittany, and I'm like, I promise. I was with my friend Erica and Cameron, my daughter, and I looked at them, and I was like, there's no way we're going to stop this woman. This woman is huge, and she's sculpted, and she's chiseled, and she's practicing and warming up, and she's making every basket. I don't see how we're going to beat this woman.
Well, that's what's so great about sport. I've said that about, having the opportunity over the years to sit in that media area at Timberwolves games. And I remember the first time I saw LeBron James come to town with the Cleveland Cavaliers.
Uh-huh.
And it's a big show when LeBron James or Steph Curry or any of the superstars are in town. Way back in the day, MJ would come to town. But the first time I saw LeBron James, it was like, this guy is gigantic. He's so much bigger and stronger than Michael Jordan. All due respect, the greatest of all time. But it is impressive. And I go back to gymnastics. Now, these are relatively small people, like the greatest of all time in that sport, Simone Biles, and you and I talked about it. You look at the young men and young women competing for Team USA at the gymnastics trials, and you can tell these people aren't sitting around on the couch eating chips.
They cannot tell you about the latest housewives of anything because they are not
And that's true in the NBA, the WNBA, men, women. The people that are competing at the highest level, they're taking care of themselves. There's no doubt.
And it's so funny you mentioned LeBron James. I don't know if you saw this story. It just posted a couple of hours ago on SI.com, Sports Illustrated. LeBron is weighing in on Nafessa. He says that he got on social media and said, she is a beast, game so damn smooth and complete. She is tough. And, you know, just to have those NBA guys, you know, paying attention to the ladies in the WNBA and especially our links to, you know, get a shout out like that from LeBron James. It really, you know, says a lot about what these links are doing. And like you said, Steve, they may take it all the way and bring us back another championship trophy. I'm ready for a parade. I don't know about nobody else.
Yeah, no, I really believe that. And I think, once again, that long Olympic break when they went and won a gold medal, they all came back and they restarted the league for the stretch run and get the playoffs started. And they didn't miss a beat. They've just been playing great. And I think you can point to that in any sport. How is a team playing down the stretch to get into the playoffs? And once again, there was that bump in the road in the game one against the Sun, but you know, beyond that, they've been very good.
All right, you got to take a break. I got to take a break. We have some commercials and bills to pay, but I want to talk about these Vikings because I saw a story that they are ranked number one, NFL number one ranked team. They're talking about Super Bowls. They're talking about playoffs. I'm going to see what Steve got to say about that next. It is 2:52. You're listening to the Shaletta Show on News Talk 830 WCCO Radio. But you know what? The Steve Thompson Show is coming up next. Steve, what's going on your show today? Who you got coming up?
Well, we got Tech Talk, Doug Computers, hardware, software, whatever. We'll do that between 3 and 4 o'clock today. And then after 4, we'll go outdoors with Steve Carney. And we should point out college football, big time in the spotlight. College football final is back. Jonathan Lowell will be in. He'll do top 25 and Big Ten scores. We'll keep an eye on the Missouri Valley. We'll keep an eye on the Pioneer League. I'll have all the regional scores. We'll have some game reports. So a lot of college football coming up later today.
Okay, speaking of football, I saw a report, I think it was from the Washington Post, that they've got the Vikings as the number one ranked NFL team. What's your thoughts on that?
It's early. They've played well. Sam Darnold has been really good. When Darnold came over, I've said this, and Judge Wheeler might even corroborate this, but I said, hey, this guy was the third overall pick at one point in time, and a lot of people said he was in bad situations early in his career with the Jets, Carolina, and then was with the 49ers, but, you know, really wasn't part of the thing, but was with the 49ers. And when he came over, you know, this guy coming out of college had a lot of talent, was put into a good situation. You have Justin Jefferson, you have a lot of other weapons, you have a pretty good O-line. So he's finally in a good situation in his career, and they played well. Now, they dominated Green Bay in the first half, and then Green Bay kind of dominated them in the second half, and the Vikes were able to get the win and move to 4-0. Once again, there's still a long way to go in this season, and I'll get back to what I said about the WNBA and the Lynx prospects. The one thing you don't know about is injuries, but so far it's so good. I mean, they are a big surprise how they came out of the gate considering that schedule. You know, they had the Giants, a game they really needed to win, and they dominated that. They came home, took care of business against a very good 49ers team and a very good Texans team. And then, like I say, played two very good quarters in Green Bay and then two not-so-good quarters. Now they make the trip to London. They take on one of the all-time greats and one of the all-time great jerks in NFL history, Aaron Rodgers. I mean, tremendous talent, but, I mean, this guy is hard to like. I mean,
oh my gosh.
He's a piece of work. And
did you see him not hug his coach, like push the guy off? I'm like, even if you didn't want to hug him, dab him up or something, you know the cameras are watching you.
Well, it's always about Aaron Rodgers. It's always about him. He had an opportunity in reality to finish his career in Green Bay with the Packers and so on and so forth. But, you know, he wanted to move on, and I think Green Bay is grateful they got rid of him because Jordan Love's been a really good
He's doing a pretty good job. Yeah.
Yeah, he is. But, you know, it's another flip the coin game. As far as I'm concerned, tomorrow turnovers are a huge part of it. But I'd love to see him beat Aaron Rodgers. This might be, you know, their last go around against Aaron Rodgers. But he's an easy guy to root against.
Yes, he is. He makes it, and it's hard for you. That's about the worst you're gonna say about anybody because you're nice. You so Minnesota nice. So what do you think though? I mean, I know it's early. Do you think we can get through get to the playoffs and get past the first round?
I think so, but like any team in the NFL, you're kind of on that razor's edge, Shaletta. Where would Kansas City be if Patrick Mahomes got hurt? It'd be in trouble. And of course, the rookie, J.J. McCarthy, is injured, so it's kind of Darnold or nothing. But just about every team in the league is in that situation. You lose your starting quarterback and other key players on both sides of the ball, you're in trouble. But I think if the Vikings can stay relatively healthy, they're in a really good spot. I mean, they're 4-0 out of the gate, and you can't take those off the board. And, you know, the magic number, you get to 10 wins, you're probably going to be in the playoffs. Yeah. So they're in a good spot.
Yeah. Well, you stay in a good spot, Steve, because your show is coming up, and you guys don't go anywhere because y'all know Steve is going to bring the heat.